Simple. Sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Prayer and Share is up and running. Call 888-221-8990 to donate or ask for prayer.
You're listening to WCNO's Spring Prayer and Share. For prayer requests, call 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You could also make a prayer request on the website WCNO.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
My wife did an article. What would you try to be real? This lady, huh? Just Be Real. It's in this monthly magazine. And she talked about how, I'm just paraphrasing, how somebody got married, and when they got home, the woman took her wig off. Took her eyelashes off, took her teeth out, took her leg off. he said, "Are you real?" Come on, see, covenant is not to be made hastily. I'm reminded of a joke when a guy did the same thing and he turned over in the middle of the night and saw her. She was a singer. And he married her because she could sing. And so when she took all that off and he looked over at her, she woke up, he said, "Sing, baby, sing." he married her for her singing. So you don't want to make covenant in haste. First thing Adam was given was not Eve. It was God's presence. Then he got a job. Come on, presence, job, Eve. Come on, it don't go Eve. I'm looking for a job. Well, when you find it, come on back and see me. That's why we're not unequally yoked together. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. How can light be in agreement with darkness? It doesn't. So we don't hastily pursue covenant. Covenant was the deepest, most enduring commitment between two souls. Now, in the old covenant, we call it testament, but it's a covenant, there were seven, or throughout the whole Bible, there were seven major covenants. The first, there was Noah, the covenant God made with Noah, and a result of that, we see the rainbow. There was the covenant with Abraham, covenant with Isaac, covenant with Jacob, covenant with Moses, covenant with David, and time would not, you know, allow me to go through all of these covenants, but you can do some research and study on it. And then the seventh covenant was between God the Father and His Son. God and God. Go with me to Genesis chapter 6, verse 18. In our one screen, we had to order some parts for it, so it's taking a little while to get it here. But if you can't look at this screen. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 18. Now, this is the covenant God made with Noah. Now, he says to Noah, "But with thee will I establish my covenant. And you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." Okay? Now this is God. Now understand, you really need to understand covenant because we're under the blood. And it's not based upon how good you are. Now don't stop being evil if you're evil. Stop doing stuff you ain't supposed to. But it's not based or predicated upon that. It's predicated on what God did. I said earlier, you can't add anything to it and you can't take anything from it. Once you're in, tell somebody, I'm in. Covenant is God's divine initiative. He told Noah, I will establish my covenant with you. And so everybody connected to you will be under this blood too, or under this covenant. Now, I want you to see something. Maybe you've not seen this before. But now you think, it had, first of all, it had never rained. Nobody talking about rain. What's rain? Noah talking about it's going to rain. 120 years he preached and built and said it was going to rain. Now people I'm sure thought Noah was crazy. And if you read closely in Genesis 6, you see how evil and perverse everything had become. Everything. Do some research on that chapter, because there were giants. There was stuff going on. Do some deep study on that. That chapter, it was so bad that God said, I repent that I made man. Listen to God. He said, I'll destroy him and everything that I've created. It had gotten so bad. And the enemy was trying to destroy the promised seed. And everyone except Noah, the word of God says Noah found grace. In other words, God gave Noah a grace. Grace is not something you earn. Come on, see, it's initiated by God. You're saved because of God, not because, you know, you found the Lord. No, he was never lost. You was lost, and he chose you. Now look at this. God preserved Noah's righteousness when he was the only one. I like that, because it's not predicated on how people treat you or how good somebody is or whether people give you a chance and all that. No, you and God are a majority. Amen. God put a grace on Noah. He preserved Noah's righteousness through grace. Now, it had never rained, but yet he called Noah to build an ark. Called and commissioned Noah. God initiated it. Called and commissioned Noah to build an ark. Come on, somebody say, God initiated. God initiated. Now, Noah didn't have to try to just figure out. God gave him the plans. This is what I want you to build. This is the type of wood I want you to use. Now, we, Pastor and I and my sons, we went and visited the Noah's Ark in Kentucky. It's something to see. If you've never been there and you have some vacation time or time you're ever in that area, go. It was Williamsburg, was it? We spent pretty much the whole day there. As a matter of fact, they were saying it's 5 o'clock and the museum will be closing. We were still... You know, it's something to see. It's the exact same measurements as the Bible said that it would be. It's the same size. You know, I mean, it's amazing to see. I took a picture under the bow, and I looked like an ant compared to the bow of the boat. It's beautiful. It's very well done, and rich in history. And see, Noah wasn't no boomty boom. He wasn't no caveman, you know, just beating animals over the head. And you have to understand, these guys lived a long time, and the technology that they had back then was not just scratching in the dirt. We see, you know, walking around, you know, like gorillas and stuff. No, these guys, Methuselah lived 969 years. Imagine what knowledge you could accumulate if just 150 years. So understand that, all right? So God divinely initiates a covenant with Noah. He preserved Noah's righteousness in the midst of all perversity. I don't care who you work among. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't care where you have to go. God is God everywhere. God gave Noah plans for the ark. It had never rained, but he's preaching and telling people it's going to rain. What is rain, Noah? You mad. But he's kept building, he and his sons, saying it's going to rain one day. See, 120 is the number of man. That's why on the day of Pentecost, there were 120. It was the end of something. Heaven was getting ready to invade man. Noah didn't, now look at this. See, God initiates the covenant. Noah didn't have to go out and trap the animals. You come here, you. No, he didn't have to go chase no animals. God himself, listen, he brought all the animals into the ark. Somebody say covenant. See, somebody going to get a good idea, a good look at what covenant is. So you can stop all this, what they call worryation. Tell somebody, God got you covered. God brought every animal, all the 2x2s and whatever, the 7s, he brought them all to there. They marched up into the ark. And God didn't stop there. When they were all up in there, he didn't say, okay, Noah, close the door. He said, no, I'm going to close the door. He knew he closed the door so that when the rain started and folks started banging on the door, no matter how they tried, they couldn't get in the door. And it was a big door. We saw the door. It was a big door. It was right in the place that God told him to build it. And it was a real big door, but he closed the door himself. So see, God divinely initiated covenant. When you stop trying to take God's responsibility and just obey what he tells you, you'll find no fear here. See, it wasn't the ark, as bad as that boy was. See, the ark was built to where it couldn't turn over. It couldn't, you know, you couldn't sink it like the Titanic. It was built in a way that it, no matter how rugged it got, the ark was going to float. The ark, though, wasn't what protected Noah. It was covenant. You got to understand that. I don't care if you're in an armored car, you got a bunker underneath the ground. You know, you got a hiding place somewhere that nobody knows about. That ain't what's going to protect you. What's going to protect you is your covenant. The covenant you have with God. That's what protects you so that wherever you go, whomever you have to go among, whatever might be against you cannot prosper. Not because you are so well equipped. Because you got so much money. It's not your money that's not going to protect you. It's your covenant with God. It wasn't the ark, it was the covenant. Amen. The covenant supplied everything Noah and his family needed to survive the flood. I really want to encourage you, you know, visit that Noah's Ark Museum. I won't call it a museum, but the Ark Encounter. Thank you. Visit that and see how he got all that stuff those animals did.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.